This is Miami's own DJ EFN, co-host of the Drink Champs podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Every week, Nori and I sit down with the most legendary artists, producers, and icons in the music industry and the culture at large. So if you like to hear some legendary stories, learn some hip-hop history, or just want to have a good laugh, make sure you go to subscribe to Drink Champs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Coors Light, made to chill.
I am Steve Smith Sr., and on my new podcast, Cut to It, we're talking to your favorite athletes.
The New Orleans Saints, Malcolm Jenkins.
How long did it take for you to take that first step to talk to a therapist?
My body felt like it was in fight or flight, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
iHeartRadio's number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Find Cut to It featuring Steve Smith Sr. on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Now every customer, both new and existing, get the same great deal on the best devices.
Welcome to Self Love Serve Raw, your go-to podcast on all things self-love and online entrepreneurship. I'm Suhaiti, and I've shared my journey of self-love on blogs and SiriusXM since 2005. I know what I'm talking about, and I cannot wait to share. Join me every Monday for a new episode. Now let's get raw. It's been such a long time, everyone. Such a long time since I've been on this mic. Welcome, everyone, to Self Love, Serve Raw with me, Suhaiti. I took a very long hiatus. It was not intentional. Coronavirus didn't hit me. I am safe, but I definitely needed the time to just kind of get my life together. Quarantine taught me a lot. Being on lockdown and not seeing a loved one or interacting with anyone, even neighbors, really taught me a lot. So today, I want to talk about what I've learned about self-love during the lockdown. So I basically went on lockdown here in New York in March. And the last podcast I posted might have been in April. But I needed to cope with not being around a lot of people. And granted, I don't live with anyone but my son, and I'm kind of used to being kind of by myself, but I'm very social. So not having the social aspect of my life to counterbalance with like living alone and living, you know, in a suburb away from my family and close friends, it was an adjustment. And it was something that I wasn't sure that I knew if I was going to be able to handle it well, because I'm not someone naturally that likes to be alone. I am such a people person. So I was a little freaked out. Like, what am I going to do in my apartment every day? Granted, thankfully, I was working the whole time. I didn't lose my day job, and I have a bunch of clients. So I'm very, very busy. And I have my son who just turned 4. But I was kind of panicking, like, what am I going to do with all this time by myself? What am I going to do with on the weekends when my son is with his dad and I'm just alone? Loneliness does not sit well with me, people. I have struggled with feelings of loneliness. I believe depression runs in my family, and I don't believe that I have depression besides postpartum when I had my son. But I just have always struggled with feeling okay with just being by myself. And a lot of it has to do with me being uncomfortable with being by myself because of a lack of self-love, right? So I learned that being alone is really good for me and to develop a better relationship with myself. And oftentimes we run away from being alone because we don't feel comfortable with the relationship or building a relationship with ourselves. When you are by yourself, you have to confront a lot of your shit. You have to look at yourself and your motivations and your intentions and your patterns if you really want to do the work. And I really want to do the work, and I always really want to do the work. So it really was a situation where I embraced it. I embraced being alone, even though I was panicking and scared. I embraced it after a while, not only because I realized, like, I have all this time on my hands now that I didn't have before. Like, oh my God, I don't have a 2.5-hour commute. I get to spend more time with my son. I get to read again. I'm not in this hustle and the bustle that everyone's in, this rat race. Like, it felt so good to pause. And I know a lot of people feel this way, despite obviously all the death and all the fear that I definitely experienced. A lot of anxiety, and I'm still anxious because I don't want to go back out into the world Corona, this time has also taught me that it's okay to be a hermit sometimes. You know, it's okay to be a hermit. So alone time is actually good for you. It's actually good for me. I feel more whole. I feel like I understand myself more. I feel like I'm not going to take no bullshit, because the second thing that I learned, a great lesson that I learned while I've been, you know, on lockdown about self-love, is that I need to set boundaries. Setting boundaries is so important. Again, everyone's part of this rat race up and down. I got to do this. Check this off. 20 million goals. I'm the same person. I'm the same way. And having to slow down because we were literally forced to sit the fuck down and in our homes and not go anywhere allowed me to realize that I need to set more boundaries with my time. I have to start saying no more. I have to start valuing my alone time. Or it's a situation where if someone wants to cringe or you know, mosey on up to my time when I say, no, I need alone time, like, I gotta stick with it. I also learned about setting boundaries, how important it is to set boundaries at work, to love yourself, how important it is that even if you're working from home, to tell your boss, hey, I'm working from home, but my schedule is still 9 to 5, 8 to 4. I don't work overtime when I'm in the office. I'm not working overtime now. I realized how important it is to set boundaries with family, because I'm someone that if you're going through something, I am there, ride or die, loyal to a fault. Biggest blessing, biggest burden is to be as loyal as I am. And I realized that I was, and I have been, giving a lot of my energy to help support people. And that's taking away from some of my energy and some of the things and the time that I could have to do things for myself, not only just alone time, but to thrive professionally and personally. When we keep giving away our energy and our time and don't set boundaries, especially during the lockdown, because like you were home. So the multiple phone calls that I received from people, which was amazing, because I've reconnected with people that I haven't talked to in years, okay? The number of phone calls that I received, the number of Zoom calls, that was awesome because I needed to socialize. We need to socialize. But there has to be a time where we're like, okay, you can't call me 10 times a day. I know you're bored. I know you're lonely. I know you're going through some shit. But guess what? I need some time for myself. I need some alone time to reconnect with myself, to get in a mindset where I know where I'm coming from, where I want to go, and what intent is behind all that. That's self-love. Self-love is really setting that line in the sand, writing that line in the sand and being like, okay, this is it. This is the line. You can't cross it. I love you, but I love myself more and you can't cross it. Or you know what? I need to spend 15 minutes a day writing in my journal. And I'm sorry, guy. I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry, sister. I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, husband. I'm sorry, wife. I need this time so I can be the best version of myself that I can be. Right? And I feel like oftentimes as women, we don't say, no, honey, I need this time for me. I need a little self-care. I need a little self-love. We don't. We're so used to doing things and hustling and bustling and picking up the kids and cooking and cleaning. And I mean, listen, not every woman cooks and clean, but you get the point. Like, women do a lot. We put a lot on our plate, and it's not like I do it, and it's not because I don't have a choice. I don't have to have, you know, a full-time job. Well, I do. I do, because this podcast ain't paying enough of the bills. But I don't have to have like 3 other businesses. I don't have to, you know, spend a bunch of time with my friends. I don't have to pick up the phone if I don't want to talk to you. And that's what I realized during this lockdown. To love myself is to listen to myself and to do what feels right, even if it offends someone else, even if it hurts someone else, even if other people don't understand. That is the true epitome of self-love. You allow your gut and your intuition and your body and what and God, whatever you want to call it, you allow it to guide you to the place that you feel comfortable enough and happy enough and good enough to go to. And if that means that your gut is saying, I don't really want to go to this party. I don't know about this guy. I don't think I'm going to pick up the phone. I don't know if I want my sister over or my mom over today. Then you follow that. You let that guide you, and don't feel bad if people don't understand and if people are going to shit on you for it, because trust me, people will be like, oh, you're selfish. Oh, you only think about yourself. But it's okay, because self-love can be selfish. Self-love is selfish. When did being selfish become bad? Like, when did thinking about yourself first become a bad thing? I speak of this from experience because I used to be called selfish all the time. When I was in high school, college, even with my ex used to call me selfish all the time because I wanted to pursue my dreams, because I wanted to do the things that made me happy, because I wanted to be creative and I didn't want to settle for some random job, because I didn't want an ordinary life. And he felt that it was selfish of me to pursue my dreams and do the things that I love that he met me doing and continued to do so because it affected his life. Well, guess what? My happiness matters, and it doesn't matter if you're bothered by it, because in the end, we enter this life alone, we live this life alone, and I gotta be good with me. So I have embraced the word selfish. It doesn't affect me anymore, because to me, selfish, being selfish sometimes, like obviously you can be selfish and it could be a really evil, manipulative, like nasty feeling. If you're coming from it from a dark place, if you're coming from it from a place where you're trying to harm somebody or don't give a shit about people, that selfishness is not good. But when it comes to being selfish because you're protecting yourself and you need to make sure that you're good and that you're happy, that's when I'm like, go ahead, be selfish, because selfish in that aspect is a form of self-love. So I have learned to be selfish during the lockdown again. I have learned to embrace the word selfish. And I'm not going to let anyone make me feel bad about it anymore. Okay. Okay. All right. So this is going to be a really super short podcast. It literally is like a reintroduction to me. If y'all have never heard of me before, now you know. Sue Haiti, self-love server. This is what I do. We talk about love. We talk about self-love. We talk about personal development. I used to do relationship stuff. I'm going to mix it in here and there. I'm going to have experts coming and talking about it. So I'm super excited about that. But yes, this is what we're about. We're gonna get into these type of topics. And I want to give a shout out to a couple of the people on Instagram that have been sending me messages being like, what happened? We miss you. Where's your podcast? Y'all don't know how those messages motivate me to keep going. You don't understand how sometimes I feel bad that I abandoned the podcast when I love doing this I abandon it because I'm like, it's not making me money. I have so many other priorities and so many other things that I'm working on. So I can't promise that I'm going to throw one up every week on a Monday. I can't promise that. But I can promise that I'm going to create content and I'm going to try. That's all I can promise, because guess what? That's part of self-love. Part of self-love is being realistic with yourself and the people in your life, whether they are listeners on a podcast or friends and family and husbands and wives. It's about being honest, being realistic with yourself, and showing compassion for yourself that if you don't get something right, it's okay. And that's another thing, last thing I learned in lockdown. It is okay for me to fuck up. It is okay for me not to follow through. It is okay for me to set a promise and sometimes break it. I'm not a robot. You're not a robot. We're not machines. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my God, I didn't do anything during this lockdown. I didn't reflect. I didn't think about my life. I didn't set boundaries. It's okay. You can do it starting today. And everybody has their process. Everybody has their time. And I have learned how important it is not to beat yourself up over things. It's not loving yourself to make yourself feel bad for not being where you thought you were going to be, for not being who you thought you were going to be with, for not being in the career you thought you were going to be in. It's not fair to you. So just live in the present and make sure that from here on out, you try your best to give yourself as much love and compassion as humanly possible, so that you're coming from a good place and from a safe place when making decisions and doing things for you in your life this day forward. All right, promise me that. And if you break that promise, it's okay. We're human. It's okay. All right, that's it for me, Sue Haiti, on Self Love Serve Raw, right here at Revolver Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for all the love. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for the support. Make sure to subscribe. And of course, I want you to leave a comment. If you love what you're hearing, rate the podcast, leave a comment. If you follow me on social media at Love Suhiti, screen capture the podcast, shout me out, say, hey, look at what I'm listening to. You should listen to it too. It really helps the podcast. And again, I'm doing this because I love it. I'm not doing this because I'm making all this money off it. I really just love spreading these messages and hearing your appreciation for the words that come out of my mouth. Make me really, really happy. That's it for me. And stay tuned for the next Sub Love Serve Raw. Another time in the near future. I will not say a date. Bye.
There have never been more options for your next vehicle, but the right choice has never been clearer. That's because Toyota has a high-performing hybrid built for your exact needs, like the stylish all-new Camry XSE Hybrid and Venza, the spacious Highlander and all-new Sienna with more cargo space, and the fuel-efficient and high-performing RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota hybrids save you time and money, filling up less often at the gas station. And of course, all with 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty on new models. Take the next step. Visit Toyota.com/hybrid or your local Toyota dealership to learn more.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.